For decades, immigration reform has been the subject of heated, unresolved political debate. For Reverend Peter Morales, president of the Unitarian Universalist Churches of America, that long-standing impasse demonstrates that the issue is being framed wrongly. He and his denomination see immigration instead as a moral concern.
We are called as a religious people to stand with those that are being marginalized.
We see it as a major human rights issue of our time, and we can't ignore that. In conscience, as moral people, as religious people, we just can't look the other way.
It is hardly a new issue. As a native of San Antonio, Texas, Morales has seen the same pattern play out numerous times before now.
Sadly, our country is addicted to what I've called serial scapegoating. We have a long history, unfortunately, of demagoguery around this and creating fear in people. These are tough economic times. It's easy to identify people who seem different, who speak, many of them, a different language, and to treat them in ways that I'm ashamed of as an American.
In Santa Rosa, for a North Bay Revival gathering of several Unitarian congregations on Sunday, Morales talked with KRCB about his own direct engagement with the immigrants' rights issue, which included participation in a huge demonstration in Phoenix, Arizona last year, a protest against that state's strict anti-immigration law, SB 1070. There, for the first time in 63 years, the pastor was arrested.
It was an eye-opener because in some ways I saw how not only are immigrants brutalized by this system, but so is law enforcement.
Morales says he observed that usually unnoticed consequence both on the day of the protest and in its aftermath.
The reaction was all out of proportion. Here were religious people who put up no resistance whatsoever to being arrested. They were in their full riot gear, even though it was 100 degrees. And then later on, watching senior members of the sheriff's department lie on the stand, quite obviously perjure themselves about what had happened, to the point that the judge essentially dismissed their testimony because the sheriff's department's videotape showed that what they were saying happened clearly did not happen.
That practice became so common it earned its own name, testa-lying. Morales was ultimately convicted of a misdemeanor and a one-day jail sentence, which he had already served. But he is more concerned about the immigrants who are caught up in the political crossfire on this issue. Morales says these are not people who ought to cash in on the land of opportunity, but in his words, economic refugees looking for a better life.
I've spoken with people who've been captured at the border and deported and are in facilities there. Not a single one talked about coming for economic opportunity, the sort of American dream of advancing oneself. Every single one was coming to try to support his or her family, either to send money home or for a life for their kids because they were desperate. So this is a situation that our government and our policies have helped to create, and so we have to help solve it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.